This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
We just cheersed off the air.
We did.
Damn right we did.
With their beers.
Mm-hmm.
My Diet Coke.
Thirsty Thursday, Dennis.
Now that Allie's back in the game, we're just going to start boozing all the time now.
Stop it. No way.
Yes, I feel it's going to come back.
I can't function like this all the time. I told you I had four drinks. I'm lit.
Bro,
because I never drink as much. I used to drink all the time.
Mama's back.
Mama's back. It's time for Party Allie. Oh, yeah.
Allie's fun. She's just a little too crazy for everyone's taste.
Oh, my.
Okay, so, Ashton Kutcher, why was he in court testifying against a serial killer?
Yeah.
That is the question.
Which one? Like Ted Bundy or...
John Wayne Gacy or...
No, he was testifying against this guy that murdered his girlfriend at the time who was a serial killer.
Holy
Do you guys
crap.
Remember when he was dating this chick? This was a while ago. She was like long, long, long time ago. She was 22 and he was dating her at the time in Hollywood. I don't even know if we knew him really or not, but this guy killed her and like other women.
Oh my
God,
I got chills.
This guy was like a full-on serial killer who's like randomly was like killing people and it happened to be the girl Ashton Kutcher was dating, and so he's like involved in this. I remember reading about it a while ago.
Ugh.
So it's nothing new. This is an old story, but him testifying is new because the trial is new. And hence,
give me till the end of the day, I'll have a documentary about this.
There's just got to be a documentary on
There's as much true crime crap as there is out there right now.
Yeah.
It's like the thing. Yeah,
so true.
There's one out there.
The guy was arrested after DNA evidence had linked him to some of the killings.
There ain't no, I didn't do it. It wasn't me there. I mean,
and
DNA
this was all, like, this all happened between 2001 and 2008. So that this girl he was dating, this was in that period. Can you believe it took how many? They had to bust him first. They had to get the DNA.
Yeah.
And then they have to do the trial, which can take like 2 years, you know?
Oh my God.
So, can you imagine like your girlfriend got murdered like 10 years ago and you have to talk about it now? You're like, can I just move on? This is horrific.
I've been married twice since then.
I cheated on Demi Moore. What a dummy.
God.
He cheated on Demi. What a dummy.
Found it. I found a true crime podcast.
Really?
Michael Ashton Kutcher?
Yep. No, I'm this guy. Michael Gargiulo or whatever his name is. He's awaiting trial in Los Angeles for the violent murders of three women along with one failed attempted murder. All of the accused murders are women he presumably stalked until he broke into their homes and stabbed them to death. I'm going to listen to this before the end of the day and I'll have a full report tomorrow.
Oh my God. You would too.
I will.
You would too.
It's like a documentary. I love it.
Well, Ashton Kutcher testifying away.
Man.
How random that he's back in the news for that.
Right?
Right? Don't worry, the documentary will be out soon, I'm sure.
Yes,
and then
he'll
be back for that, too.
Uh-huh. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Do you guys have good news to start the day? I kind of do.
Ooh, what's your good news, Riggs?
It's either today or tomorrow, depending on the weather. I have to get into the air for a skydive.
You're going
to
skydive?
I've been
jolting. When's the last time you went?
May 5th. I just had to look it up.
Oh, I forgot you've gone this year.
I know.
Yeah, but the last time before that was like a year.
April, and then before that was October.
Okay.
So it hasn't been much this year, and that's like my therapy.
It's
the thing that I love to do.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't been able to do it lately, and it's been driving me nuts. Because I have a lot going on in my life, and I was like, I need to get some stress out as well.
Yeah, totally.
One of my good news is that hopefully today will be the day that the clouds will clear and I can get a skydive in. Please.
If not,
you is like, today's the day I want to jump out of a plane.
I know.
Please,
God, let me be able to jump out of a plane today.
Uh-huh.
You're a lunatic. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself.
I packed my own parachute. I know.
I like you, but you're crazy, right?
Riggs is like, if I
crazy.
Die, it's okay because I packed
me.
The parachute. I mean, if this isn't
exactly.
Control Freak City in the studio.
Seriously.
Riggs is like, but I packed it.
I packed my own parachute.
Oh, my God. You're
the
crazy.
Life metaphor.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
seriously,
hysterical.
Though.
What's your good news, Allie?
My good news is I went on my date last night with Tinder guy number one.
Uh-huh.
You know, sorry guy, who I am now calling Mountain Man.
Oh, really?
Oh,
is he reminiscent of the Mountain Man that you were seeing on the side of the road every once in a while?
No.
Okay.
He's hotter.
Hold on, because you, with the original OG Mountain Man, you sold this guy like he was straight out of the brawny paper towel.
Yeah, but he was some guy passed on a country road in Sussex. Come on.
Right. This guy's more attainable.
Pretend.
This guy's like
in
the flesh.
This guy's totally attainable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
So, well, you tell us more later.
Yeah,
we
made
questions.
Out a lot. Let me just leave it at that.
Really?
Look at Gibbon's face.
Okay, I have a lot of hair. Hold on. I have a lot of
parking lot.
Surely,
in front of people.
Hold on. I think I might have just cursed. I don't know if I did, but
I almost did. I'm just as shocked as you are. It's awesome.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
I didn't think I would make out.
Hold on.
No, I didn't. I'm so excited right now. I have so many questions.
Every hair on my body, and there are millions of them.
I think my heart rate is
standing up right now.
I just drank an entire Rockstar, and my heart rate is through the roof right now.
How do you think I feel?
Right?
My heart's racing over Hot Mountain Man. How do you think I feel?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Is it 7:30 yet?
I'm sure he felt worse than me, but I went home hot and bothered.
Is it 7:30 yet?
No, it's not.
I'm telling you that it's not 7:30.
And it's not 6:30 either, because I've got questions at 6:30.
I was turned on. I'm attracted to this guy.
I swear to God, I'm like
which
shaking.
Which is a nice change.
Because,
you know, it was hard. I was really trying to date.
Yeah.
And I was struggling.
Well, there you
but
go.
But I was trying to give it a go.
Gibbons, what's your question?
Before I give my good news, Allie question, what town were you guys in? I don't want to ask what bar just yet, but what town?
Brookfield.
My good news is there was a panty puddle in Brookfield last night that might have flooded the damn streets. I'm just saying.
And I've got
soaking wet.
Sugar ass.
Who's thirsty?
Oh man, skeet skeet skeet, baby. Skeet.
All right, let's stop tiptoeing the line. Jesus Christ.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Remember the guy from West Allis that won the lottery? Manuel Franco?
Yes.
Well, they're saying to be careful because people are now posing as him on social media. Here's what happened, right? This poor lady who lives in like Fond du Lac, right?
Oh.
She finds a Facebook page that looks like him with about 700 likes. And she was like, the person is claiming to be Manuel Franco. So she reaches out and says, I have this horrible disease, which she does. She has like a tracheotomy and she has trouble speaking.
Oh, no.
She doesn't have a lot of time left.
She hit him up for money?
She hit him up for money. She said, I have a dream. I want to take my family to Disney World because the page was claiming to be able to help people out.
Yeah.
So she said, I would like you to help my family out. And they said,
you have the cringe face instead of why? Because it's when people like message somebody and ask for money, even when they're sick. It's like so...
The lowest of the low.
Because one, who knows if it's true?
Right.
And two, there's ton. They are. Anyway, just go.
Well, this poor woman.
My blood boiling.
Yeah. This poor woman. She says she fears she doesn't have much time left to live. She wants to see her grandson's first ever trip to Disney.
Oh, this is breaking my heart because I know this doesn't end well.
Whoever is running this site, this imposter says they're going to give her $100,000. She's floored, so she thinks it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out she also thought
she could just message a guy and ask for thousands of dollars and he'd be like, okay.
Then the imposter says that she has to send a $100 check to secure the delivery of such a large sum of money.
Did she do it?
She did not.
Oh, okay. She's smart.
I got worried
we were going down the wrong water slide right now.
No. She went, I'm on disability. That's a lot of money to me. She goes, that goes to my prescriptions, my medical equipment and everything.
Yeah.
I can't afford that right now. And she goes, there's something fishy about this. So she obviously alerted people and they're trying to track down the person who's doing that. And they need to be punished for doing that because they're preying on people that... She's preying on this poor woman's life.
Yeah,
and if this woman would have fallen for it...
Did she reach out to him first? Did you say she reached out to the fake profile though? Or did I mishear that?
She reached out to it, yeah.
Which turned me off for some reason. That's what I was so cringing about.
Yeah, but I...
Like the fake profile didn't find her.
Right, she figured
it.
She goes,
saying?
She said that she sought him out. She figured, what's the worst that could happen? She was like, maybe he'll be nice and give me some money. Maybe he won't. She was just trying to hit him up, thinking maybe he would.
Yeah.
So you're right. Like she,
that was the first red flag to me when you said that. That's why I was cringing.
Yes.
Because I was like, she messaged some guy and asked him for money. That's weird.
She reached out to
him. Even if you are sick, because that's most of my point. Let's say Manuel, the real Manuel, really will, I'm sure, help a lot of people.
Yeah. Sure.
But I doubt it's going to be the people that are going, hey, can you send me $100,000?
Right.
You want to help the people who are so humbled they don't even.
I'm a single mom with stage 6 cancer and 5 kids. Can you help me out? Like he's going to have fake people out of the woodwork.
Oh,
like
my
that.
Gosh. Everywhere.
Left and right.
Everywhere.
Left and right. I'm your long lost cousin from Alabama. Remember me? No, I don't.
He
I
needs
don't
to go
at all.
Like move away and never come back.
Yeah, he does.
He's screwed.
We thought he did, but then he showed up in a Target giving out gift cards, like just walking around Target.
Right.
Come on, man. Get that. I know West Dallas.
A Target gift card.
Listen,
yes.
I know West Dallas is a beautiful neighborhood. It's the top of the line, one of the greatest neighborhoods in the country. But
you heard it here first.
If you got all that damn money, get the hell out of West Dallas.
Thanks, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Ariana Grande had to cancel two shows, but why did she have to cancel two shows? Because she had a reaction. She found out she has a new allergy and she in her 20s. And she said, this could not be more unfair. What?
Please, dear God, tell me it's not pizza. She's not allergic to pizza, is she?
You're saying because she's Italian?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, this is why you're going to laugh, because it's not pizza.
Okay.
But listen to this is what she wrote.
Oh, no.
This is a joke, but she said, there is nothing more unfair than an Italian woman developing an allergy to tomatoes in her mid-20s.
Oh, my God.
Tomatoes made her throat close up, and she had to cancel two shows. She just developed this allergy, she said. Yeah, she said.
Okay.
So she, yes, just found out she's allergic to tomatoes, which I didn't think anything of at first glance until I realized, oh my God, she is Italian, and oh my God, that affects everything. Pizza, spaghetti, pasta.
Marinara sauce, all that stuff.
I mean, tomatoes in general and salad. I mean, whatever, you know?
Can I please...
Ketchup. Ketchup.
I am not making a joke.
Ketchup.
I know. Ariana's...
All I can eat is mustard.
Ariana's team around her.
I like mustard.
Please keep an eye on her, because I could see, and I'm not joking, I could see the loss of, from an Italian girl, the loss of tomatoes could lead to a big depression, and I'm not kidding, because there's...
No, really.
And
it's like part of their family and their culture,
goosebumps.
And yeah.
There's nothing better in an Italian family than Sunday dinner full of chicken parm and pasta. Yeah. Everything
hungry,
has tomatoes in it.
You're making me hungry now.
You and me both. Now I want Sunday
Damn
dinner.
It, now I'm hungry.
And now I'm feeling bad for Ariana.
Intern, go get some eggs. Dude, I feel bad for her, seriously.
Yeah. Honestly, come on.
Because it's in so much stuff.
Oh, God.
I always think about that with anybody with a food allergy. People with severe peanut allergies.
Yeah.
You never realize how many things have peanuts in them. Or are in contact with peanuts.
Uh-huh.
And people that are, even if you're in the same room as peanuts, some people can freaking break out into hives, and if they don't have their EpiPen, they're done for.
I told you, I love talking about my best friend. She's the one that, she is she's a scientist. I can't even with this girl. I don't know how I'm friends with her, because she's way too smart for me. She is, and she works in Baltimore, but she works for the University of Massachusetts, Boston, whatever. Point is this, she was one of the people that was behind the study where they said, start giving your kids peanuts before two. That just came out a couple years ago.
Oh, wow.
They say, give them, don't avoid it. You're building the allergy by avoiding it.
Right.
They actually say, give it to them.
But
now,
listen, there are not entire cultures, an entire family, built around peanuts like there are around tomatoes. I mean, I don't know what the hell she's gonna do. I am honestly worried. Ari, I know you're listening.
She's not gonna be okay.
Ari, if you need someone to talk to, you can reach out to me. No, reach out to me at Radio Gibbons. I will help you out, because
tomato-free dishes. Are we gonna give her some ideas?
That's what I was gonna say. Maybe she'll come up with a food line now that's Italian food, tomato-free, with a replacement somehow.
Ari's tomato-free marinara. What?
white sauce lasagna.
Pesto.
I hate lasagna, but I'll eat the white sauce stuff all day.
And now I'm starving. You know,
dude,
I'm so damn hungry.
You, I'm dying.
Seriously,
insert cough syrup. Will you get us some food?
Please feed the beast. We're hungry.
We're starving.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Okay, my friends, Riggs and Allie.
Yes.
Y'all have a lot, and I mean a lot, going on in your world.
We do. Yeah.
I've been waiting since 5 o'clock to hear what y'all are going to be talking about later. But I've waited too long, okay?
So is this a tease for a tease for a tease?
Yes, okay?
Okay.
On the show, we've got time slots slotted in where we're going to talk about things,
okay? We're going to talk about our lives. Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh.
And you guys have so much interesting stuff going on that
we
do.
Like what?
Oh, like Allie going on a first date with Tinder guy last night.
Oh, yeah?
Like Riggs just happened matter-of-factly, just randomly spending an entire evening with his half-brother.
Let me just tell our intern, because she doesn't know about this.
Okay.
He found out he has half-brothers in the area he never knew about.
Yeah.
This happened last year, Riggs did, from his biological father, and he did it, so he just found out.
It was almost a year ago to the date when I called out my birth father.
Crazy.
On the air, June.
He was raised by his father, who was, a stepdad, but that's his dad.
Yeah, they adopted me.
Dad.
They adopted me at a much younger age. Mm-hmm. And my birth father, relinquished all rights to me and signed me away because he didn't want to pay child support. He admitted
he's a dick.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to 100%. Say that on the air?
Well,
sorry, but anyway.
He is. I'll say it too. He's a dick.
So That's the lead up to us fighting. Then Riggs randomly says, "Did I tell you I ran into my half brother over the week?" And we're like, "What?"
I've met him a couple. I met him once.
Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, Riggs.
Yes.
You ran into your brother.
All right.
I have a 60-second clock.
Okay.
Give the 60-second preview.
Ooh, lots of details. How do I be quiet, dude? This is gonna be a challenge.
Allie, just shut up. Okay, just shut. Ready? Let's start the clock. Now.
Just push me if I start to talk.
All right. So I was at a fundraiser on Sunday at Casablanca for my friend Dan with 22 Fitness. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm not expecting to see my half brother there at all. He's not even on my mind. He's not even on my radar. All right. We've talked randomly on Instagram here and there. We've had some casual like
you're fine
conversations.
With that relationship.
Totally fine with
Got
that.
It.
But seeing him again in public, just by chance.
Did it trigger you?
I'm never out in Brookfield. I've never been to Casablanca. So the fact that I get a text from my half-brother on my phone that says, nice suit, and I turn around, and it's him with his roommate sitting right there.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, oh, my God, Jonathan, how are you? So I walk over, and I say hi to him. He's never met my wife before either, so I ask if he wants to meet my wife, and I drag my wife over, and I was like, you got to meet my half-brother. So we both sit down.
She never met him
before.
I didn't even think
of
that.
So we sit down for the rest of the night. We have a conversation. I said some things to him that I've never said to him before about his mother and my mother. He showed me something that he's never showed me before.
All right, stop right there.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
I want to know what you're going to do next.
So do
I.
Are
you going to see him again? This is like the two dates. Are you going to see your brother again?
Huh?
Okay, well, I'll tell you more at 8:40.
Well, when do I hear the rest?
Like 8:35 this morning. 8:35, 8:40.
Perfect. Okay.
Can I ask questions at 8:30?
Yes, you may.
I have questions.
But this is not the time for your questions, Allie.
Shoot.
It is the time for you to discuss your Tinder date, and you've got 1 minute starting right.
I don't know where to start
now.
Yes, just give us a little tease, a little build.
So I went out with the Tinder number date guy number one last night.
Yeah, had a couple drinks.
Yeah. And then we hung out.
Did you exchange body fluids in any way, shape, or form?
Like, what kind of body fluids?
Any kind of body fluids?
You swap spit a little bit?
There was no sex in the champagne room.
No, a little steel swap.
There was some making out in a parking lot.
Oh.
God help me. I hope nobody has pictures.
Did it get...
Okay, there was a lot of making out in a parking lot. Listen, here's the story.
Oh, God.
The guy is hot.
Yeah?
I want to jump his bones, and it's killing me.
I've seen photos.
The self-control I'm having right now.
He's a good-looking dude.
So you did not go all the way, but you did have some fun. And were the things that led up? Damn it, I have more questions. I have so many questions. Why are you stopping me now?
This is not the time for your questions, Riggs. This is the time for the 60-second preview.
Right.
Oh, so, Allie, when are we going to find out exactly what went down?
7:30.
Oh, my God. Becky, is my face purple? Because I'm so freaking excited.
I know. It's like Gossip City today. We're like girls in high school.
Too many questions.
We wear pink on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
And don't worry, if you can't make it to 7:30 or 8:30, we always put our podcast up at 1037kissfm.com.
Listen to the whole show online later.
Yes.
Yeah, so we always put it up at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
This happened in Madison. Some authorities raided a Rastafarian church because they were giving out free pot to their parishioners.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Stop.
Yeah.
A church in Madison?
Yes. This church claimed that they claimed that marijuana was a sacrament that they gave its members in exchange for donations.
Do they have a buffet after? What happens after? Wait, is this like a buffet at the church? Did you have a kitchen growing up? First of all, Gibbons didn't go to church.
A kitchen
in
the
kidding?
Church? What the hell are you talking
Riggs,
about?
You were like super Catholicized or whatever.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Was there a church? Or was there a kitchen in your church?
A kitchen in our church? Absolutely. Of
course.
Yeah, there was
so all the women
food.
Could cook, right? And the men could sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, it was always the women that cooked. Yes.
I was the one that cooked.
I remember one time went to a Sunday spaghetti dinner. I swear to God.
Yeah, he didn't even say church. He said a spaghetti dinner.
It was Sunday spaghetti dinner in the basement of the church in my hometown, Belmar.
That's normal.
Of course.
Okay. So you didn't think I knew. I knew. I just had to jog my memory.
I knew you didn't go to church.
Oh, yeah, served in those big metal tins with the little burners underneath them.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It smells like that burning fuel or whatever it is. Yeah, so apparently they were taking donations, and in exchange for that, they were giving them marijuana edibles laced with THC to their members.
Shame.
But this reminds me of...
Was it like a cover for like people to get pot, or was it a real church where they just all like to smoke pot, so they started making edibles? I don't get it.
They're claiming it's a real church, but people around it and... alleging this or saying that they were selling it
really
and it was like
a
front for things.
Scam.
So they're not sure what it is and it's still in the early stages right now.
Churches can take money and do crazy stuff with it and get in trouble, but then somebody
That is the billion-dollar question, Allison.
To relax someone's anxiety.
Did you know that there is a Church of Cannabis in Indiana? It is a legit church of cannabis.
What does that even mean? Why do you have a church?
It is a guy that founded a church that says that it is based on his religion, and he registered and everything, and then people in that church only and in that church can smoke it because it is their religion.
Hold on.
Look it up.
Hold on.
Stop it. Wait, but it's not legal right in Indiana yet, is it?
It is not. Nope.
I say yet.
I'm not making a joke. If it's legal for that to happen in Indiana, how is the Rastafarian church in Madison any different?
Well, that's the thing. Riggs is saying the guy used it as a cover.
He used the Religious Freedom Act is what he used.
That's exactly where I was going. Is what he used. Thank you.
Well, which is the same thing that some of them used to, like refuse people, service to gay people and stuff like that. Yeah. Religious freedom. So his religious freedom on his marijuana was being infringed. That's what he used.
Oh my. What a time to be alive.
I don't know if he's a tool or he's genius. I mean, my gosh.
So if you were planning on going to the Rasta Church in Madison this weekend, you might want to check the service times. Yeah, I don't think they're having church this weekend.
I got to change my plans. I'm pissed, man. I was going on a road trip.
Finally, we got Gibbons to church.
Finally. A church I know I won't burst into flames when I walk into.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Let me get my vomit bucket ready.
Seriously. Are you ready for this?
I don't think so.
I don't think you are. So they've been doing the grand jury for R. Kelly, and that means all of the accusers are coming in, and they're testifying and talking about their experiences with R. Kelly, which... Get ready.
Oh, man.
Several witnesses testified before the grand jury yesterday, and they claimed that R. Kelly's team would fly them in, secure travel, would fly these underage girls in whenever he demanded it, that he was having sex with, and that he would move them. They're essentially saying he was sex trafficking, which he was. They were saying that at R. Kelly's direction, he would have his people move these girls, like they're saying across state lines. He would fly them in, basically, or have them get them to Chicago somehow while they were underage, okay? And so that came out. They were talking about that. And one of the victims testified that R. Kelly's team had paid off witnesses to not testify in the 2008 trial.
No freaking way.
Is that even legal? Say that again.
R. Kelly's
team paid off witnesses to not testify in the 2008 trial where he got off and was acquitted on the child pornography charges.
Unless it's some sort of a settlement that they've done in court.
Is that legal?
No.
I was just going to say, that can't be legal.
Unless it's done through court to say,
isn't
all right.
Witness intimidation?
It's witness tampering.
Let's ask the guy from Jersey who's a lunatic.
Yeah,
Gibbons,
right?
Fill us
yeah,
in.
Please, Gibbons.
Is this legal?
What's your legal advice?
What's your Uncle Jimmy say?
I'm not going to say that I have family members who have gone to jail and done time for witness tampering, but I'll just say there have been a few big trials that people were found not guilty randomly when there was a lot of evidence. That's all I'm going to say.
You're just saying,
I'm just saying,
Is in the pudding.
Is it different if it goes through a court and they settle and they say, all right, we're going to give you this amount of money and nobody talks about it anymore and we're done with this moving forward?
I would think two lawyers have to do that.
Yes, but if it's done that way, I'm assuming that way is legal.
Yeah, you can always text to 71037.
We're not legal.
Clearly, we know nothing about law.
No, but we do have Marquette, which is law university right down the road. So somebody's listening to know, so please text us 71037. Uh-huh. Educate us.
Smells like witness tampering to this criminal expert here, okay?
Well, and this is even more awful. You guys get ready to really vomit.
Oh, there's more. God.
There's always more with R. Kelly. It never ends because he's so full of it. One of the families that he supposedly paid off back in 2008 to not testify, the daughter was a victim. One of the families. You ready for this?
No.
It wasn't only a victim. It was his goddaughter.
Are you...
I know.
Why am I not surprised?
How often am I speechless, right?
Not surprised, but pissed the hell off even more. This crap gets my blood boiling to no end. I'm not alone, but...
You're not the only one. He's been sleeping with underage girls for years, and it's done. And you know what really pisses me off is when I hear he was flying all these people and he was paying them off, but then he has the audacity to go in there and say, I can't afford to pay for this. I don't have any money. You sure had plenty of money to move underage girls and sex traffic them, didn't you?
Yeah,
and
douchebag.
This just goes back to the interview I did for the Community Affairs show about sex trafficking in January. I got so educated because January is National Human Sex Trafficking Month. Yeah. I learned so much. And she told me in the interview, she's like, Allie, she's like, everybody, like most almost 100% of traffickers know their victims. Like, it's not like I picked you up on the side of the road and I kidnapped you. It's more like they're groomed by nasty ass people like R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, she's right. I mean, it's crazy.
I have a friend that works in the same, in prevention of that whole thing, and it's Kenosha, Racine. That whole area is a huge, huge area for sex trafficking, human trafficking.
And it's like
it's
people
crazy.
They know. And it can even, they were telling me, it can even be a boyfriend who comes in and grooms the family and convinces them they're good. And then, you know, it's just crazy.
At the end of the day, R. Kelly's a piece of garbage.
P.O.S.
Yeah, dude.
Go to jail and never come out.
Yeah, go away.
Nah. And hey.
Put him, it's like I need like a cell block. So there's Bill Cosby in the first, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's start going down the line. Who are the people in jail that we...
Jussie Smollett, we want to put him in there?
Oh, he'll be there. I don't know if he's going to be in jail, but he may get fined.
Harvey Weinstein's in there.
Harvey Weinstein, all the people that claim they're innocent who are so guilty that we can't stand.
Ooh, can Lori Loughlin be in there too?
Yes.
But
Felicity Huffman can walk by and laugh. She's allowed to walk by and go, I took accountability. You didn't, dummy.
But in this wing, there also have to be 1% of like radical motorcyclists, biker gang people who want to just cause destruction.
The Hell's Angels.
The people you don't want in prison, ever want to be with in prison, you want those people in their cell
block. You're damn right, brother, sister.
See, he called me brother.
Damn right, brother.
Damn right, brother.
Yeah, brother.
I am like your brother.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Oh, hey girl. This one happened at Menards.
Oh, yeah.
You can save big money there.
Big money at Menards. But they won't have a propane tank that's full. Remember, Riggs? Riggs and I went to get propane at Menards one time when we were grilling.
Oh, that's right.
And they gave me an empty can.
I
was so pissed.
Oh, right. My God.
Riggs and I had to go all the way. I was so angry.
Yeah. No. They gave it to me without the cap on, and I went, this is normally supposed to have a cap
Riggs
on.
Riggs tried to flag it.
I did, and they were like, no, it's fine. All right, and we get home,
the
empty.
The kid at Menards is like, nah, it's gone.
Yeah.
And the tank is really light.
We're talking about Menards.
We love Menards.
Yeah, we love Menards.
Why is it a quasi self checkout? Like, why do I have to put all my stuff on the conveyor belt so you scan it as the attendant and then I have to bag it and pay? So I'm like putting everything in a bag, trying to pay at the same time while you just stand there and tell me what the total is. And you don't even take my card and swipe it or anything.
I'll tell you why, because it's more fun to ride the whatever the thing's called.
The conveyor belt?
The one you stand on it in the Waukesha one.
Oh,
the one that has a guy thing? Playing the piano at the bottom.
Have you
seen
the
Waukesha
Menards? Come on.
Yeah, I have. Hold on.
Who cares? There's a guy playing a piano. This is more interesting. There's a guy playing a piano.
Yes.
At Menards.
Huge one in Waukesha. Yes.
But it's called what again?
Like a moving walkway. A moving walkway.
Thank you. I was like, there you go. I can't think of what the hell it's called.
Hold on. The wheels have completely fallen off this missed connection. Yeah, let's turn this. Let's start it over real quick. Hold on.
And now, missed connections from Craigslist.
Thank you.
All
right. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Thank you.
It's a Groundhog Day.
No, I'm just kidding.
It is. This one happened at a Menards. The thing about Menards,
Oh, man, they're great.
Let me tell you about Menards.
So he says, this is a long shot. I have no clue if you read these, but you said you're going to be out of work later this week due to some personal stuff, and you won't be back for a while. You told me this at the end of our shift on Tuesday, and I would have slipped you my number, but it didn't register me until you'd already left work and you were on your way home. I guess I'm going to have to reach out and see how you're doing via Craigslist on the missed connections.
Aww.
Maybe you will read this. I would have liked to have asked you out for a few drinks after work because we don't get much time to talk while we are working. We seem to get along very well.
Is this legal anymore?
Yeah, I
didn't you sign the sexual harassment clause?
Maybe I'm just reading the signals wrong.
Can you ask your coworkers out?
I'm not exactly sure. Well,
no,
she's,
you cannot.
No.
The answer is no, you cannot.
No. Welcome to 2019, you dummies.
I'd still just like to grab a drink and talk sometime, maybe just as friends. If you think this is you, tell me your initials and what our ongoing joke is. I'm just kicking myself in the butt because I'm not sure how to get a hold of you, and I don't think you'll ever come back.
You weren't quite the... Really?
For some magic reason you see this. No spam or weirdos, please.
Can I just...
Wait.
Do I have to tell the girl thing again? Like, if she wanted you, you would know how to find her?
Yes.
So take a hint.
Yeah.
Like, if she's... You don't even know how to find her, that's enough.
Also, don't crap where you eat. You work with her, and she's...
Seriously.
Don't be stupid, you moron,
and don't
more
say
importantly.
No spam or weirdos. That's all you're going to get on Craigslist, you weirdo.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. Allie.
Yeah.
So, Allie went on a date last night with Tinder guy number one.
Tinder guy number one.
Mm-hmm. She swiped right on
him. This is a new guy. Yeah. This is not first date guy, people. There's a difference.
All right.
Another
so
one.
Another first
another
date.
Another one.
So, did you guys go to a bar or restaurant, or where did you guys go?
We
are you
went
allowed to say?
To, yeah, I can say now because I didn't want you guys bugging me last night.
Okay, where did you go?
Because you were like,
go?
Where are you going?
Where did you
and
go?
And I was like, I'm not telling you. You'll show up like freaks.
You're damn
where'd
right.
you go? We went to Champs
okay.
in Brookfield.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Who ended up paying? Like who
he
paid?
Did.
Who he
got,
did. Good.
He did. And I. It was killing me again. You know, I don't like. I, yes. Sorry. Okay. It's hard for me to not pay. I'm too independent, and I've been too independent. So
okay.
that
yes.
was. I tried a little, and he was like, no. And I was like, well, let me leave the tip. I was like, can I leave just the tip? And then he said, maybe. And I said, and he's like, nah. And I go, good, because if you let me pay, you're gonna get lit up tomorrow. I'm just letting you know right now.
Two part question. What time did you guys meet, and what time did you show up?
Okay, we were meeting at 7,
I know
but,
you're late.
But uh-huh. of course I was late.
Yeah.
But I was actually at Owen's baseball game. I was at my kid's okay. baseball game, which I looked, you guys, can you imagine me at the baseball fields done it for a date and all these moms?
Uh-huh.
Normally I'm in like yoga pants with my hair in a bun looking crazy, right?
Yeah.
And I said to the moms, I was like, I swear I don't normally get this dressed up for baseball.
Yeah.
I'm just going on a date later, okay?
Yeah.
I swear.
And then, oh, hold
on. So I got
on.
There at like 7:20 maybe.
Okay.
You told all the baseball moms?
Just
that you
were a couple because I felt overdressed for the, I felt like a moron, you know, because I was really,
Allie, don't,
I was like
don't
done
ever
up
feel like
at the base.
Don't feel
crazy.
Like a moron. Positive self-talk. Yeah,
you
positive
you're
self-talk.
Right, actually. You know, I looked hot and I
yes,
wouldn't tell them.
Exactly.
You didn't tell a couple. You told the entire place. If you told
no,
one, you told
I whispered,
not you personally.
No, because their dad's there and I don't want him getting
no,
it.
No. I'm saying if you told two of those moms started talking the minute you turned your back, and now they all know that Allie was hopping up on the good foot doing the bad thing,
the
maybe.
The good foot.
Uh-huh.
So I got there late, yes.
Did you guys have food and drinks or just one or the other?
Well, before I got there, I said, I'm really sorry. I'm coming from the game. I'm on my way. And he's like, what can I get you to drink? Because I was like, okay, we're making progress. He's going to order my drink.
Hell yeah.
We're making progress. So I was like, Gibbons will be okay with this.
Uh-huh.
So when I got there, my drink was waiting. My vodka seltzer. That's what I drink. Everyone, what do you drink on keto? The vodka seltzer with lime. So, and then it was there. And then I was super nervous. I was like freak nervous. You guys know how I get.
Yeah.
I'm already wound up. And then I got anxiety. And like, I was attracted to him, so it freaked me out. So I went in talking 17 miles an hour.
You
like,
know.
It was.
So you weren't nervous because it was a first date. You were more nervous because
I liked him.
You had, there was a big attraction this time.
So
yes.
I was freaking out.
So was
because
this.
I haven't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Had an attraction and followed through and actually.
Had a mutual attraction.
Yeah, there you go.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that got me really.
Because you've been
panicky.
On other dates where there wasn't
was,
mutual
yeah,
attraction.
Yeah, he was nice and you know good guys, but you got to have the attraction.
What did he drink?
Beer.
Okay, what kind of beer?
I don't know. It was in a cup. It was like a tap beer, Miller Lite maybe. I don't know. I
was
think
the
it was
beer
Miller
light or dark? This is a
I
very
think it was
important
Miller
question.
Lite. I think we talked about this because he said, "Can you have beer?" And I said, "Not right now."
Okay, Miller Lite, that's passable.
But I love beer, so
okay.
Yeah. So I got there and then I was like a lunatic talking really crazy for like five probably minutes and I went okay, I have to stop and take a breath.
Yes.
When
I'm
you
nervous
got
that
there,
I'm
though.
Acting crazy right now.
When you got there, did he stand up, give you a hug, pull your chair out?
Mm-hmm.
All of those.
Good.
I don't know if he pulled my chair up, but we were at the bar, so like he stood up.
Uh-huh.
He stood up as I was walking up, and then he walked over and like I gave him a hug.
Yes. Okay.
And I gave him. I was like, okay.
Okay. So dinner and drinks wrap up.
And we did,
things are going
so
all right.
We got like an appetizer.
Okay. What time do dinner and drinks wrap up?
Good question.
They were we because got kicked out. They were closing.
Well, okay, because your last
they
date
they were closing Champs and like
you
and
closed down the bar.
I look over and he's like putting chairs up for the like waitresses and like bar. I'm like, oh my god, stop!
Oh,
this was
wow.
a Wednesday night. So what time was this? Like 10:30?
I don't know what time they closed. We should look.
I'm thinking 2 a.m.
It's like probably like a 10 or 11 or midnight.
10 or 11 or midnight or 2 a.m.
What time
or?
Does Champs close? I don't know.
I'm looking right now. Hold on, Champs. They closed
during the week.
Last night. Oh my god.
What time?
Oh my god.
What? No, seriously. What
11
time?
11 o'clock last night.
Oh,
11.
Allison.
You were until
so we
11 o'clock
out.
Last night.
Okay,
well,
so then
we
you
were out. We were in Champs, and we went outside.
Okay, what happened outside?
Oh. Because hold on, the last date you got outside.
Hot in here.
You thought there
really
might be a kiss. You stop here.
You thought it was last time you thought it was awkward because you didn't want there to be a kiss.
And
really.
You like ran from
away from.
She's Allie's fanning her face right now.
Yeah.
With really, papers,
you
with
are,
sheets.
Dude. You're right friggin' red.
You're flushed right now.
I can smell you from here. Jesus. So, are those special pheromones I'm smelling?
Probably yes. So
are they what?
Everybody wants to know was there a kiss?
There was a lot of kisses.
Oh. Hold the phone. You
they
closed
went in
down
for
the
it,
bar.
Like, grabbed my face, went in for it, and I was like, bring it, you hot man.
Nice.
So time out.
But I
oh my God.
controlled myself.
I have questions. Hold on.
There was no champagne room.
Okay.
So you close down the bar, which means you're the last people in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
So you leave, and you can see in the parking lot, there's like your car.
So he walks me to
his
my car.
Yeah. Hold on, and there's maybe some patrons, maybe some workers there.
Yes, there was.
What kind of car does he drive?
A truck.
Oh.
Such a Wisconsin guy, you know.
Is there a little room in this truck?
I don't know. We were by my car.
Oh, so I've seen your car. You got a big old spacious car.
So what's this? Does it like push you up against your car and you're making up like against the car, like making out against it like that? Or are you sitting in the car seat? Where did you make out at? Where?
I'm trying
where
to
were you at?
Were
where
you
were you making out at? Because you can't just stand there making out.
Yes, pushed up against the car. It was so hot.
Nice.
It was the hottest thing ever.
Nice.
Listen.
Get it.
I'm so uncomfortable right now, and
good.
I never get uncomfortable.
This is
good.
Awesome. So hold on.
I'm so blushing. I'm so embarrassed.
I have been in similar situations where I pushed the girl up against the car, and it's a sensual, sexual makeout.
Yeah,
and I will say, I will say on the record, there's been more than one occasion when that happened where this makeout led to a little tryst in the car. Now,
it
just mentioned, hold on.
It could have, but I wouldn't let it.
All right.
Because,
was there a lot of heavy petting?
You mean like, did he feel my boob?
Yeah, stuff like that. Oh, yeah,
over the shirt.
All right, there you go.
Okay, hold on. Now,
over the shirt.
That is way too detailed. What's over my shirt? I mean, I think it's
these are questions we need that we have.
Oh, my God, you guys asked the best questions.
When he's making out with you, are his arms around you, and is he feeling on your booty a little bit, a little touchy-touchy?
Do you want me to show you on rigs, because I don't want to sexually assault our intern?
Please do, and I will give the play-by-play.
Okay, so, I'm not going to feel you up, Riggs.
Allie's walking over.
Tell your wife, you know, we're brothers.
Riggs and Allie are standing up together.
Here,
we're doing this
really
for the gram.
Oh my God,
it's
I'm
recording.
So mortified.
Okay.
Don't record this. Okay.
Oh,
right.
Don't record this. Shut the hell up.
She's already rolling this. Tape on
okay,
this
right
now.
Riggs, you're up against my car.
Okay.
Your back is
I'm
up
you.
Against my car.
Oh, yeah.
I'm an SUV, so you're like leaned up against
okay.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm him. Try not to laugh because it's me and you and we're like brothers.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going at it.
Yeah.
And he's like...
grazes the boob.
Oh,
he's like up on it, dude.
He's like
two hands, and he's down below. Two hands, a keister.
Grabbed my butt like five times when we were making out.
He and got I'm two like, full hands of
like,
keister.
Like, at one point, he grabbed it, and it's yeah. Like,
oh,
he
looked,
and he's like,
did he grab the leg and like pull
over
the?
Wait, did he do the grab leg, pull in like dip make out?
He did.
He did.
That's awesome,
dude.
Oh my God.
Okay, Allie. Okay, I am gonna speak freely and openly.
I had to lift my leg up for it to happen. I was willing.
The first date you went on with first date guy, that guy was a boy.
Yes.
Mountain man. No.
He
was a nice guy. He was a nice boy. But he didn't take charge the way Allie likes it when a man takes charge.
Well, most men don't, which is why I can't find my match.
Tinder guy one, the mountain man we will now refer to him as.
Okay, so
that man
I
took
the
you
mountain
like,
man all night.
He
right.
took you like
a
woolly.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're recapping Allie's date from last night. They went to Champs. They closed down the bar. They made out afterwards next to the car. Now
and
afterwards.
Then it ended.
Does he text you when you get home? Is there like an exchange of you getting home? Like, hey, did you make it home? Okay. Is there that type of exchange afterwards?
Well, no, because I was talking to my sister, of course, because everybody wants to know what the
damn
hell happened, right?
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my sister, and I'm like, I gotta go. Let me FaceTime this guy real quick and make sure he got home.
Okay.
So, right, because he was like making sure I got home, so then I FaceTimed him for like five, maybe 2 minutes, not even five. And then it was like, okay, see you later. Talk to you tomorrow.
When you FaceTime him after the fact and you're glowing from this great night, you got a couple drinks in you, did you have the thought that things might get sexual via FaceTime? Do a little sexting?
No, I'd rather do it in person.
Of course.
Here's the thing.
You'd rather do it in person.
I didn't tell you guys something. He lives in the same city as me, not far away. It's very accessible.
Wow.
So.
That's called the D on demand.
You're damn right. The DOD. D on,
the DOD.
What's DOD?
D on demand.
Is that when I like make a call?
Yes. Was the BOB at home afterwards?
Bobby, huh?
Whatever.
That's okay. A yes. Okay.
That means yes.
Let me recap.
All right, this is
Let
going
me
places.
Recap, please.
This is going places.
Allie, I'm too hot and bothered for this. It's been too long.
Allow me.
You guys, I'm going to lose it.
Allie went on a date that was so hot they had a huge makeout session.
Okay,
I will turn your mic off if I have to. Your mic off if I have to.
Damn it.
She goes on a date and they're making out and it's so hot that she wants to just jump his bone.
Oh, I wanted to. It's so hard not to. You don't know how bad I want to sleep with you right now.
And then
I can't believe I said that repeatedly.
And then you get home and you talk
to
your
sister. Oh my God, nonstop. It's like, I just seriously cannot.
You're still glowing. You FaceTime with him and you want to show him a hooter when you're FaceTiming, but you don't. You hold back. And the minute
you showed him a hooter, he's going to screenshot that, and then it ends up on the damn internet. We can't do that with our jobs. That's why I can't screw around with that crap with our jobs.
But
I'm
then,
not sending my naked pics.
The minute that FaceTime was over, Bobby came out. She goes, I got to plug him in now. The batteries aren't going to work for this one.
Oh, you guys, I forgot to tell you what I said to him at the end that involved you two.
Oh, what? Christ.
Because you understand, he really didn't know I was on the radio. He had like no
he
clue.
Genuinely didn't know.
That's
until
beautiful.
Did I tell you how he found out?
No.
He showed someone my picture and they were like, do you know who that is? And he goes, yeah, it's Allison.
No effing way.
Swear it. And he goes, yeah. And he said that she was like, no, dude, she's on the radio. And he's like, no, she's not. So he listened yesterday.
Oh, that's why.
And that's why he texted me in the morning.
Oh, nice.
Because he said he didn't believe it. And so he texted me and I wrote back like, how did you know I was on the radio? And you didn't say anything.
That's good though, because that means that he likes you for you and not because you're Allie on the radio.
I said, you actually got to know me without knowing that. And I said, which really is like important to me.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up in a pretty little bow. Yes. Two part question. Number one, will there be date two?
Well, I hope so.
Uh-huh. And now the second part.
There better be.
Are you finally going to jump on his damn bones and ride this bike? Because she's...
I just had to get through the first date.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at the look of joy
she's
on
so
this
happy.
Woman's
she's
face.
Like, yes.
Oh, my God. But she just did the thrust. She did the hip thrust.
Oh,
like a dude.
My God.
Like a dude. You know what? I forgot. I got to tell you guys what I said to him at the very end, by the way, because you were bringing up all this stuff. I said, because I said, so the guys I work with, I work with two dudes, so I hear a lot of dude talk.
Uh-huh.
I was like, they told me guys always take care of themselves before a date, just in case.
And
he's like, he's heard it laughing. I go, so it's true?
You bet your ass it's true.
I don't remember if he said yes, but I just assumed it was yes.
It's 100% true.
I don't remember.
If you're a man listening and you know what we're talking about, please text us 71037 that we're correct on that.
Because these are things that women, like, if you guys don't tell us, we don't know.
You don't know.
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
It puts us at ease, you know?
I had no idea you guys did that before dates.
You never go on a date with a loaded gun. That's dangerous, man.
Seriously.
That's dangerous.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
Well, this has been an interesting interrogation. I got goosebumps, and I'm excited for you.
I'm shaking, and I need to...
I'm kind of turned on. Is that weird? Hearing this story is like kind of got me going
that's
early
awesome.
In the morning.
Yes.
For real, though.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
So our listeners are driving to work hot and bothered.
Damn it, Gibbons. Take care of yourself.
If I have to.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great walks into the studio with a record of 51-11. You think you can stump him? We play every single morning around this time. 799-1037. Just think of somebody famous, and he can guess who you're thinking of using only yes or no questions. Come on in the studio, man.
Hello. Is anybody out there?
Why, yes. Natalie's on the phone this morning from Baguanago. Natalie, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hello,
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. You ready to stump Gibbons the Great?
I am. I'm going to stump him.
All right, let's roll with it.
Not today. Let me ask you, are you thinking of a male?
Yes.
Is this someone that really exists?
Yes.
Perhaps you got someone on your mind who is older than 40?
Yes.
Has this person already passed away?
No.
Is there an actor on your brain?
Yes.
Maybe you got a white person on your mind at the moment?
Yes.
Possibly thinking of someone who is related to Marvel?
No.
Are you thinking of someone who's mostly known for being in funny things?
No.
Is this person famous thanks to movies?
Yes.
Maybe you got someone who was in Titanic on your mind?
No.
Does this person have black hair?
No.
On your mind, is there someone closely associated to Mr. Brad Pitt?
Yes.
Oh, let me clear out my crystal ball. Just want to make sure. Oh, you got me ultimate man crush on your mind, and that'd be Mr. Brad Pitt himself.
Oh my gosh. That's ridiculous.
But she said he wasn't related to Marvel. He was in Deadpool 2 for a total of like 2 seconds.
Brad Pitt was?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That doesn't count if he wasn't a character, though.
Only 2 seconds, he played the invisible guy. And when he got electrocuted, that showed him for two seconds.
He was invisible, but he really wasn't in it. Damn it, Riggs.
What kind of bumble clattery we got here?
Hey, I'm just saying. The technicality. Natalie, thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great. She was thinking of Brad Pitt this morning. Have a good one.
Darn, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
That's 52 wins. You think you can stump him? We play every single morning around this time. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So what happens when you find out that you have several half-brothers,
dude,
some of which live in the Milwaukee area? About a year ago to the date, I found out that I had half-brothers that live in Milwaukee
which
that I had no idea lived here.
Crazy. I can't believe that was a year ago.
And I'm so pissed at you, Riggs, because yesterday he just nonchalantly says to me and Gibbons, oh, I ran into my half-brother this weekend. And we go, and then I go, wait, did you say this weekend? Because it's Wednesday.
Yeah, bro.
And I don't appreciate you keeping that from me that long. I need information now.
No, and then we're off the air, God. And then Riggs starts spilling the tea and giving all the details off the air. I had to hit him with a... You just kept going.
Gibbons has the best... Say something, Riggs.
Well, I was...
Nope, not yet.
Every time Gibbons...
But we were...
Not the time...
But now's the time, though. But now's the time.
Now's the time. Tell me everything. I need the juice. Go.
Jesus Christ, I've been waiting for a day.
Where'd you see him? What happened? And where are we going from here?
How was your date?
Yeah. We talked about my date. Let's talk about yours.
Where did I see him? Casablanca and Brookfield. It was just a random encounter because I was there for a different event for my friend Dan, who's had a 22 Fitness gala there.
Yeah.
And they were doing like live auction stuff like that. So I wasn't even thinking about him. He wasn't even in my mind. And you know, I don't really keep track of my half brother. We don't know each other.
You just found out about him, and you guys kind of communicated, right?
We messaged back and forth about some things. He's like been listening to my mental health podcast, and
he said he had
some struggles, and he was like, "Thank you for talking about that. It's helped me kind of recognize some things." Yeah. So I've, you know, back and forth on Instagram Messenger, but never really texting so much, but he has my number. So I get a text from him while I'm at this event, not expecting it, that just says, nice suit. And I'm like, okay, this is weird.
What the hell?
Is he here? I turn around. He's right there. Him and his roommate. They're just there hanging
out
for the night. Yep, just chilling. They apparently go to Brookfield all the time to that Casablanca. He was like, yeah, we come here and hookah every once in a while. We like it.
Hell yeah.
Why not? So I walk over and I say hello. I'm like, hey, what's up, John? How are you doing?
Yeah.
Meet him, meet his roommate Noah. They're super nice guys. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, my wife is here.
Was it awkward?
No.
When you saw him? It was totally natural and comfortable.
I've met him before, so it wasn't awkward at all. So had I never met him, it would be awkward.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, we just happened to be in the same place. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my God, you haven't met my wife. Let me bring her over. And I go, oh my God, Alana, you have to meet my half brother. She goes, he's here?
She must have been freaking out.
She was like, oh my God, yes, I have to meet him.
Yes,
so I bring
her
over. And of course, she starts chatting him up. And we end up spending...
She's a woman. She needs details.
So we end up spending the evening just hanging out and talking to one another.
I
had great conversation talking about how, you know, he has gone back and now kind of tried to patch things up a little bit with the birth father, my sperm donor, because
your birth father was actually in your half brother's life for a while.
He was, yes.
Your birth father left when you were so little, and your stepdad, and who's your dad, adopted you and raised you and is amazing, but your half brother he lived with
him
for years.
He
had him before he split and did it again.
Which was something that I got to say to him that I've never said to him before.
Oh my God, you said that? What'd you say?
You got a hell of a lot more time with him than I did. He was like, I know.
And did the half brother say, unfortunately, I had more time with him?
Yeah, because he
probably did.
Him and his other brothers got screwed just as much as I did because he screwed them over too. He just left.
But you had a dad.
I did.
That's the difference. Their dad left.
And that's what I said. And I go, because your mom never remarried. And he goes, no, she didn't. And she's still like bummed out about the whole thing. And she's okay now on her own. And she's doing well. She's, you know, in therapy and stuff like that and talking to people. But Yeah, he had more than I did. And I was like, that's the first thing I got to say. And I go, yeah, well, when he left my mom for your mom.
That's what I wanted to go there, but I didn't know if
because
we could go
I
there. Okay, so
no,
I just want to make it clear.
That came out of my...
Yeah. It has nothing to do with your half-brother.
No, not at all.
But your half-brother's mom is the one who was dating your birth father when he left your mother. And so, you know what I want to say was... had an affair with a married man and he left his family and you married him
and you're not,
you were asking for it, unfortunately, which
Allie,
as a kid would piss me
you
off
are, God, yes. And you aren't saying anything that my mom didn't say to her, because my mom met that woman
like 30 years ago when this happened
when my dad was cheating on my mom at that point very openly. I mean, there's pictures of me at my first birthday party sitting on his lap, my birth father's lap, and he looks depressed, like upset.
I
remember asking my mom, I go, why does he look so upset? It's my first birthday party. You should be happy, right? It's your kid's first birthday.
Yeah.
She goes, because he wanted to be out with the woman.
Yep.
We'll call her Sandra.
Yeah.
He wanted to be out with Sandra or whatever her name was.
That's right.
And I was like, really? That's why
he was,
he didn't want to be there. And I was like,
douche.
Okay.
Terrible.
And by the way, you didn't even add the worst part, that you had a little baby sister who ended up dying.
Yes.
So your mom's taking care of a sick baby in the hospital. Your dad is cheating and then he leaves her. I mean, it's
she's got me as like a little 1.5-year-old.
So
she's got my sister Katie, who's dying of something called Zellweger syndrome in the hospital. And he's not there for that. And all this going on while he's with
like
this other woman. Yeah. Two.
So,
maybe. So. We're having all these conversations talking about, you know, kind of growing up and how, you know, we still have the other brothers that are, in, you know, kind of spread around. And it was just casual conversation. It was a very normal, natural thing. We talked about work. I talked about what he does for work. He's got a Dodge Charger that he loves. He's got this car that he got and he leased it. And it's like a really souped up Dodge Charger.
Oh,
he's in love with it. It's like his baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I had to get a second job to pay for it.
Like, oh my gosh.
Like, he's one of those dudes that's just really into his car.
Are you
and he
in a
loves
relationship
so
with your half brother now?
I think that I may
that's
now.
Awesome.
I think I may.
It's not his fault. You guys should be able
to
relate.
Not at all. And
you should be able to relate.
I said that to him many times. I was like, this is nothing against you at all. He goes, and the same to you. He goes, we just both happen to have a dirtbag for a dad.
Mm-hmm.
It just got him at different points in life.
Greg, somebody texted in that I just found out. Oh, somebody else texted and said your dad's a POS. I agree, but listen.
Well, thank you
somebody
for
else
stating
said,
the obvious.
I just found out that my dad has a love child. She's 24 years old.
Oh my God.
I know her name and found her on Facebook, and I've been going back and forth about reaching out to
her.
She doesn't
it.
Know the name of her birth father, which is my dad, so I'd be coming out of the blue.
Oh my God, I'm
Should
sweating.
She message this? I got
yes.
Look at my arm.
1,010% message him just to reach out and
You're
say hello.
Well,
because
it's a girl.
Yes.
The daughter.
Well, she should. Definitely, because both of you.
Turned out your dad had a love child. I
both
would die.
Both people. The love
oh
child
God.
Will benefit from it, and you will too, because you'll probably have a lot of similar stories. Like, one of the stories I found out was that my birth father made up a story about a wedding gift that he gave me. Do you remember this?
Yes!
Wait, no. Remind me.
My first wedding, which was a mistake.
Oh, yes! Remind me, because I vaguely remember this story.
He goes, what did you ever do with that laptop he got you for your wedding? And I go, laptop? And he goes, yeah.
Wait,
he said
I don't know this story at all. Rewind. Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
My
half-brother said this to you?
My half-brother tells me, he goes, because I was talking about my first wedding, it came up. And he goes, didn't he get you like a laptop for your first wedding gift? And I go, laptop? He goes, yeah. He said he was bragging about spending like $2,000 on a laptop
Stop
for
it.
You. And I said, no, I think I would remember a $2,000 laptop computer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't accept that from him.
So he's a pathological liar like most cheaters who have a pattern.
Because I go, have you talked to him lately? Because I haven't. I cut him out of my life.
The birth father.
Yeah.
I told my birth father, I'm done with you. I don't want you in my life. I cut him out.
You should.
My half-brother talked to him just a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
And said that he was talking to him, and he goes, it's so random that he is now in the mental health field and in like family crisis
counseling.
I can't
believe this guy's a freaking therapist.
Yeah.
The fact that that guy's a therapist, I wish his clients knew.
Yeah.
Crazy.
What kind of a character he
is. Right. So he's one of those people that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying this with my air quotes.
He has, and he just kept the pattern going. The pattern's in effect. We're going to have the pattern again. We all know this.
Yeah, I don't see
don't
that.
Don't you think?
But, so it was a really good conversation, and I think that I would probably go hang out with him again. Because
that's awesome.
It wasn't awkward at all. If that would have been an awkward encounter with, especially with my wife there, I would have been like, you know what, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. But he was very cool, very normal, very natural.
Was the entire conversation family-based, or did you get to commonalities, things you both like?
It got to commonalities. He wants to go skydiving. He wants me to take him on a skydive at one point.
Riggs?
Yeah, he wants
you
to do that.
You and your half-brother that you just found out about are like serious.
Yeah.
obviously.
Oh, our intern was to go too.
What do you want to?
I want to go skydiving.
You do? Well, did you your guy, man.
Hold on. Do you want? She doesn't even know this. Tell her how many skydives you've done.
487 skydives.
He skydives like it's like you know how like we drive down the street to get a Starbucks. He skydives like that. So as many Starbucks as you get, he gets that many skydives in.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
Hell yeah.
No, like he wants to go.
You're going.
Right, we'll go. I'll take you. It'll be great.
How old is he?
He is mid 20s. I want to say. I don't remember his exact age because I'm a guy.
Details.
He's in his 20s, though. He's younger.
And was this by far the most time you'd spent together this night?
Wow.
In depth, yes. Because I'd met him before and we had a drink at Maddie's. We just met for like a quick drink.
Mm-hmm.
And that first initial encounter was...
But you left there not wanting a relationship with him, I thought. Or not caring. Not wanting.
It was just kind of...
You just didn't really care. But
I left it up to the universe and apparently the universe has put us back together.
I'm glad you said that because I'm glad you guys ran into each other.
Me too.
It's actually really a positive thing.
Me too.
Because you both... It's... I can't understand what it's like for you guys because Gibbon, same thing.
Yep.
You know, was raised by your stepdad for the most part. Mm-hmm. Both my parents are married.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what this feels like. All the issues you have, I have no idea. I have so many questions.
What I think is neat about it is, Allie, you have siblings that are your age-ish, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Gibbons, you have siblings that are your age-ish.
Kind of, yeah.
I've never really had siblings that are all my sisters and my brother are younger than me, much younger. So I've never had like a relationship, like a grown-up adult relationship with them.
With a sibling.
Yeah. Yes. I kind of do with my sisters and brother now because they're older, but we've lost like that whole growing up together part.
Yeah.
Plus, having a brother, I think like having another dude that I can kind of ham it up with.
Your bro.
Makes a difference.
I mean, he lives
down
the street.
Does it make you happy that you have like a brother that you bonded with?
It really does. Like, he hugged me at the end of the night. We had a good hug at the end.
Riggs, are you
like, I went to shake his hand and he was like, I want a hug. And I was like, awesome.
Riggs.
I was like, I love
that. Because that's my point is you guys share that bond of understanding what it's like to feel abandonment by your father.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, I don't know what that feels like. I can't even imagine. Yeah. But you share that and you share it with about the same guy.
I know.
So deep with the relationship you can have.
One last question.
Yes, give
it. Is there a photo of you two together? Because I don't know what this 100%. Guy looks like. Do you look like him?
And then I have one more after he looks for the photo. Yeah. I asked Riggs Gibbons, I don't know if you know this while he's looking for the photo. I said to Riggs the other day, I said, you know, everybody's doing Ancestry.com, 123, whatever the hell it's called. I said,
23andMe,
I said, Riggs, it's not far-fetched. You could have other siblings out there that you don't know about. It's not far-fetched at all, right?
It's on my wife's phone. I'll have her text it to me. Hold on. We took it with her phone.
I wanted to know, Riggs.
Yes.
We talked about it, Riggs and I doing this. Would you do like the Ancestry and see if there's any, would you do that like on the air, off the air period, or are you not interested in that?
I would do it on the air 100%, but I think the other person has to do it as well to find out if you have a connection. So
the other person meaning your brother?
But a lot of people have done it now. Like the one the brother he doesn't know about, let's say.
Meaning if I have another sibling out there that I don't know about and they haven't taken that test, I wouldn't know about
that. I got you.
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
That's the only reason. But I would 100% do it. And I would do it on the air, too.
Hell yeah.
If I go ahead. So.
In the sake of content.
Texted into 71037 and they said, I just found my biological sister on Ancestry.com. My parents gave her up 38 years before I was born.
No.
38 years ago. I'm sorry, 38 years ago before
That's crazy.
I was born.
Yeah.
Goosebumps.
Reuniting with family. I got goosebumps, man.
Oh my God, Rick.
Whew. It sounds like I will. I would like to have a relationship with my half brother.
Hell yeah.
Lives here. Why not?
Aww.
It's almost like it's like having family here, somebody I can relate to.
It's not like having family here. That's what it is.
Right?
This is friggin' awesome. Rick.
Thank you. I'm going to cry.
Aww. I know, me too.
Seriously.
I'm
happy.
What are these? Who are you?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Excuse me, 10 o'clock.
Be a professional broadcaster, Riggs. Good Lord.
What? I am professional. I'm real. You can have real or professionalism. You can have one or the other.
You know? That's a good point. Solid.
True that.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What did you learn on the show this morning?
May I please go first?
Yes, Gibbons, you may. Go first.
I learned on the show this morning that my heart, the ticker in my chest, is stronger than I thought. Because with the way my heart...
Why did that make me laugh?
Because you're the reason. You're part of the damn reason.
Oh, my bad.
My heart has been beating out of my chest since 5:30 this morning, first with anticipation for hearing about Allie's first date with the mountain man, and then hearing
about... Which I think you thought was going to be non-eventful.
No, I totally didn't think it was going to be eventful.
You didn't think anything crazy would happen.
And then I heard what happened, and my heart started racing, and then blood started going to weird places, and I'm not going to lie, I was a little turned on.
And then an hour
later,
you're
not the only one, buddy.
Jesus, man. For real, for real.
And by the way, if you want to see Allie reenacting the first moment,
this guy's
with
never
going
to go out with me again. By the way, I just want to put that out there.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yes, he will.
I don't know about that. We have really gone to it today. I really was wide open about this. This is terrible.
Hop on your Instagram at some point today and follow 103.7 Kiss FM if you're not already, and look at our latest post. I'll leave it at that.
And then Riggs talked about hanging out with his brother, and that got my heart pumping. My heart has not stopped racing since 5 o'clock this morning, and I'm still alive, which
is a
miracle.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing I didn't have to like reapply deodorant. I was sweating.
Yeah.
It was a very was a very intense day on the show.
Yeah, there was
a lot of feels going on.
There were many feels.
Random feels.
The happy, excited pheromones from you putting out the sexy vibes.
Vibes.
I'm putting out the feels with a brotherly love reconnecting from somebody I haven't seen in forever.
Gibbon said he was gonna bring me back to life when he got here. That was how many years ago?
Almost three.
Well, Gibbons, the guy officially grabbed my boob last night. It's happened.
Yes! Cop
over
the feelski.
Over the clothes.
Cop the feelski.
Over the clothes, Mom. Over the clothes,
out
Mom.
In public. Grabbed her hooter.
I had vodka.
And her tuchus.
Lots of vodka.
Knocked those bats off.
Hold on. I gotta go back
lots
and read.
Lots of vodka.
We were getting texts at 71037 from the people who were at Champs last night while Allie was on her drink. And I would like to quote you something that Allie said at the bar while she's waiting. Where is it? Oh my God. Oh, there's so many texts because there have been so many feels this morning.
I know.
But something along the lines of Allie sitting there and goes to the bartender. Oh God, I'm getting drunk. Oh,
I'm getting
God.
So drunk. Well, every time I opened my mouth and said something crazy towards the end of the night, I'd look at the ladies and giggle and go, I think I'm getting drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Totally were, dude.
Anyway, yeah, it was an intense show.
And that's what we learned this morning. That was just learning about each other on the show.
You know, I gotta breathe. I gotta reapply deodorant. I gotta take a breath.
I stink. I thought I had deodorant on. I guess I forgot this morning. And all
I'm gonna pray this guy ever talks to me again.
Oh, yeah. Please. If you missed it all, catch up with the show number 672 right now at 1037kissfm.com. It'll be up in about an hour or so.
The quote from the manager at Champs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Quote, Allie kept looking at me and saying, bleep, I'm getting drunk.
That is a true story. There would have been a bleep in there always with my
100%,
mouth.
100%, yes.
Oh, man.
J-Matt's up next. He's got another chance for you to win $1,000 at 10:10. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Dad Joke Friday.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.